Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. I am Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show. Before we get started, thank you to Dr. Bradley Nelson and iHeartRadio for your sponsorship, and to our fans and our listeners, please do not forget to like and subscribe before you leave today. So today we are joined by Dr. Joe Nuzma. He is a leading toxicologist with 37 years of experience in toxicology and over 27 years working in the pharmaceutical toxicology industry. His expertise lies in understanding how toxins impact human health and guiding people towards safer, healthier lives. So Dr. Nuzma spent his career studying human exposure to toxins, and he brings a wealth of knowledge on how our bodies interact with chemicals in the environment, food, and medicine. So in today's conversation, we'll be diving into this fascinating topic on multiple levels. We'll be getting to know Dr. Nuzma a little bit better, and then we're going to get into the C60. So to find out more about what that is, stay till the end. You don't want to miss this episode. It's really great to have you here. Nice to meet you. Episode one of your series. This is so much fun.
Thank you. It's great to be here, and I appreciate being asked to come back and delve a little bit deeper on some of the topics.
It's an important one. The number one thing I hear in the health and wellness industry is how do I blast inflammation? Inflammation is the number one cause of disease in the body. And if people understood the things that we're going to get into today, I think their lives would change.
There's so many diseases of the age that are tied to a mechanism in inflammation. So, and that's really the whole basis of my journey as a toxicologist. Stacy told me that you guys have never had a toxicologist on, and I was the first toxicologist. So all that means to your listeners is I won't suffer by comparison. But a toxicologist really studies the effects of poisons, of things that should not be in your body. The fancy scientific word for that is xenobiotics. That's the fancy science word for stuff that gets inside that shouldn't be inside. And it comes from everywhere, and it's just we hit on that in the first show about it's in the water, it's in the air, it's in our environment, it's in our food, it's
Yeah, it's
in everything.
inevitable, right? That's what
Yeah,
makes it scary.
exactly. And more things have that mechanism in inflammation. And that's where we'll talk about it at the end. But I appreciate the introduction. And I have it's amazing to look back and see how long I've been doing this. You have 37 years in toxicology, 27 years in the pharmaceutical industry. I started out right after graduate school, I call it, because it's not something that happens overnight. I got my PhD from the University of Colorado School of Pharmacy, and I applied for one real job, because the traditional path when you get your PhD is you go to graduate school and you do a postdoc, which is that's code for additional training at a very low rate, where the academic researchers get a very well talented researcher to work in their lab, and they don't pay them anything. So I skipped that part and got a real job in the pharmaceutical industry. I applied for and got the industrial toxicologist job at Geneva Pharmaceuticals, which then became Sandoz Pharmaceuticals, which was the generics wing for Novartis. And Novartis is really one of the big five, if you want to talk pharmaceutical companies. But basically, I was the only toxicologist global for this Novartis generics. And in where I sat in Broomfield, Colorado, we had probably 100 products under one roof. And basically, it was my job to make sure that those products didn't hurt anybody that was working there, and that those products stayed in their own silos and didn't get mixed up with other products. So, that's basically what I did in a nutshell. But let's go back a little bit further. My dad was an oral surgeon, so I grew up in a house with a medical slant. And I always thought that I was going to go to medical school and be a physician. And there was a couple critical things that really changed my mind, you know, and one of them being that when I graduated from undergraduate school, I had a biology and chemistry degree and a pre-med emphasis. And I had worked the last year and a half to almost 2 years for Dow Chemical in Midland, Michigan. And I was working with just a whole cream of the crop, bunch of PhD researchers. And, you know,
Wow.
they said, you know, have a backup plan in case you don't get into medical school. You know, you should apply to a couple graduate programs. So when the time came and I took my MCATs and I was, you know, I had a 3.3 GPA and I was very mediocre. And, you know, my extracurricular activities kind of centered around fun stuff instead of stuff that looked good on a resume for medical school. And
Right.
I applied to 8 medical schools and 2 graduate programs. I got into 2 graduate programs. So,
Wow.
I went to University of Colorado School of Pharmacy, and you know, I did some great research there. I did my dissertation was actually on it was a compound called butadiene, and it's a 4-carbon compound, so it's very short, and it's got 2 double bonds, which means it's extremely reactive when it gets in the body. And what it does is it's an intermediate in the rubber and plastics industry. So anything's made out of rubber, anything's made out of plastics could potentially have come into contact with butadiene. Dow Chemical gets this by the railroad car load. Okay, just to put
Wow.
it in perspective. And butadiene was thought to be a leukemia generating compound, and it's a gas. And I did my research in graduate school to figure out the metabolism and toxicity of the butadiene metabolites based on stereochemistry. Now, going way back in chemistry 101, a chiral molecule is a carbon that has 4 separate side chains that are all different, and the way they get arranged on that carbon determines its chirality. You can have left or right and all that kind of stuff. But I'm not here to teach chemistry. But with butadiene, those 2 out of those 4 carbons being chiral presents a unique situation where you can have different isomers. And as it turns out, the way that these metabolites are formed affects their toxicity significantly.
Okay.
And my dissertation, my PhD was all based on figuring all this stuff out. And so, you know, I did that, and they liked it. It was very exquisite work, and it was extremely difficult. It was basically beating your head against the wall every single day. It feels good when you stop. So I got the PhD, and then I got to work in the pharmaceutical industry. And you know, it's your first job when you're finally done training and you're out of school, and you really start learning how things are in the real world. In corporate America, it took me, I was, it was a little less than 6 years. It was like 5 years and 11, 10, 11 months before Dr. Joe realized that when corporate America asks employees for their opinion, they really don't want it. So when someone gives them the
I
opinion, all
want to
hell
like hashtag truth right now just popped up over the
breaks.
screen. They don't give a crap. Yeah, you're
Right.
right.
So it puts a target on your back, and you're moved out one way or the other. And so after about 6 years, I popped out of corporate America and I opened my own shop and
Okay.
hung out my own shingle as Superior Toxicology and Wellness for a number of reasons. One, I had a client, you know, a little company called Johnson and Johnson. So what makes a consultant is one client. And
Yep.
then as you do good work leads to more work. And so I've been in my own business since about 2004, so 20 years. And I could probably count on both hands the days that I didn't have at least one project on my desk. I consider myself extremely blessed for that. So it's been a very, very good, fruitful ride. And what it's allowed me to pursue is other irons in the fire, because I've always been entrepreneurial. I've always had my primary thing that I'm doing, pays the bills, you know, whatever it is. And there's always something else on the side, always something else on the side, always something else on the side. And the things that I've always had on the side tend to really throw some very nice fruit into my life, if you will. And one of the things that I had on the side while I was working toxicology consulting was I was the CEO of a think tank called Colorado Energy Research Technologies. And it was a bunch of super smart guys that had some great ideas. And we worked with a venture capital firm out of New York City that invested several million dollars in our firm. And we were supposed to come up with ideas that we could commercialize into marketable products. And my particular group was tasked with protecting the intellectual property. So, in I believe it was in 5 years, we applied for 35 patents and were awarded 27 of them. Not a bad
Okay.
track record. Not a
Yeah,
bad track
that's not so bad.
record. But I call this business lesson because I was a trained scientist, you know, and all of my business acumen, if you will, has come by trial and error and slipping and falling in a mud puddle. And this is one of those times where this group that was funding us, every single time my super smart guys would come up with an idea, some of them are still on the market today. The venture capital group would take it away from us and assign it to a different marketing group, even though they had no history in the developing of the product or what the nuances of the product were. And then that next company would tweak it a little bit, say it's not ours anymore, break our partnership, and repartner with the venture capitalist person in a totally separate group. So
Interesting.
I chalk that all up as business experience. But one of the most valuable things that came out of that group was that you know, I met a couple people, one that led me to a product that's very big in water purification. It's called chlorine dioxide. And I really don't want to talk about that today. If somebody wants to know more about that, send me an email. I'll tell you about it. It's an oxidative therapy. And then the other part of it was I met Max Champy, who eventually founded Live Longer Labs and brought the products forth. He was the innovator in the world for carbon 60 products. And they came about because his mother was beginning to age and beginning to express beginning dementia and Alzheimer's symptoms. And so he did some research and found the molecule and found a way to formulate it, which at that time was as a suspension in olive oil. And he gave a lot of it to himself after my advice saying that there was no toxic dose in the literature and that it probably wouldn't be toxic. And I believe to this day that it's not toxic if it's pure and there's no solvents. And then he gave it to his mom, and his mom regained full intellectual power and capacity and ended up living
Wow.
another 8 years. Max actually told me one day, he said that he brought his mom back so far in her health and wellness journey that she actually became irritating to him again.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited to hear more about this product. And that's hilarious. I can see that because it's like you see someone you love like going a different direction. You want so badly for them to be normal and how you remember them, and then they get that way, and it's like, oh man, you're annoying the crap out of me.
Yes, exactly. But you know, I
Yes.
mean, she lived another 8 years. Other parts of her body failed. She ended up passing, making her transition. But I mean, Max and I have always had an excellent relationship from the day that that he walked in the door and started working for the think tank. You know, he was a give me a project, I'm going to run with it and solve some problems for you. And then when what happened with that one is it became a quagmire because of the other thing that I talked about, you know, Max washed his hands of it and went up on his mountain in Colorado and opened his own little discovery lab. And he really perfected formulating the carbon 60. You know, he made it in olive oil and he made it in coconut oil and he made it in avocado oil. And then, you know, he also asked me one day about Nigella sativa, which is black seed oil. And anybody in the wellness industry knows that this is a very powerful natural product in and of itself. And he's like, tell me what you think about this. He didn't tell me he was thinking about using it. He didn't. He's just like, I ran across this and give me your toxicology, good, bad, and ugly. So I did. And he turned that into a gel cap because apparently black seed oil tastes really horrible. And I was talking to somebody that said
The
that actually
fact.
they love the taste of it. So I was like, oh, you mean I should chew up some of my gel caps and see what I think? No, I don't think so. I'm just going to keep swallowing them whole. But, so then it's go ahead.
So Dr. Joe, I'm so excited to get into this one. I want to hear more about these carbon products. But for those out there that don't have a science background, and this is geared around losing, or it's helping with inflammation and detoxification. So how would you define a toxin, quite simply?
Sure. A toxin is something that results in a deleterious or adverse effect in some physiologic form. Okay. So that's very general. A toxin can be different to a one-celled organism than it can to a human. And let me tell you right up that humans are extremely redundant with their protective mechanisms for everything that makes us human. If that weren't the case, then our environment that we live in would have taken us out a long time ago.
100%.
So, yeah,
What
there's
are the
toxins
most,
everywhere.
yeah, what are the most common toxins that people are exposed to in everyday life?
Well, obviously you have your air pollutants. It's all of the different molecules. Everybody's heard of acid rain. It's a real thing. You have the stuff that comes out of stacks of industry. If those stacks aren't working properly and the scrubbers are down or they run out of juice that keeps these toxins in, some of this stuff can be admitted, and actually they're permitted to emit certain amounts of things into the air. So you have air pollutants. And everybody always says, the air pollution days where they give you the ozone report. And they said, well, ozone is bad, stay indoors. Yeah, ozone is really getting a bad rap from the government there because ozone is actually the nature's way of taking care of the other bad things. So the only reason the ozone is bad is because there's so many other bad molecules in the air that it's eliminating. Ozone is actually an oxidative therapy. It's an oxidative therapy just like chlorine dioxide, which is my favorite, or pure oxygen in a hyperbaric chamber, or hydrogen peroxide. And the difference is the strength of that oxidation. And the oxidative therapies are very, very good at eliminating the toxins, because that's the way the body naturally uses oxygen. They create reactive oxygen species to kill bacteria, to kill viruses, to kill fungus, to kill molds, to kill mildews, to kill these spores that we breathe in, or to kill all of the gunk that's in our water. Our water, the tap water, is just barely good enough to drink. The publicly owned treatment works are designed to make water that won't make you sick. That means they kill the bacteria and they kill most of the viruses, but they run them through these slimy, gooky, just biofilm coated pipes after they've been treated. And they hope that they treat them with enough disinfectant that when it comes out of your faucet at home, there wasn't overwhelmingly another dose of pathogens put into the water. Does that make sense? So I always
I got
say,
a visual for sure.
if you've ever cut into a pipe at home and you feel that slime, that's the biofilm. Yeah, I always tell people, I'm like, if you only want to do one thing to help your health and wellness, run your tap water through some sort of a filter. Even if it's just a carbon filter on the fridge, it's better a zero water filter. That's what I do. It's a five-stage filter and it takes out all kinds of stuff. If money is not a problem, install a reverse osmosis system at your house and put it right at the income. So you shower in it and you cook with it and you bathe in it and you water your lawn, and because that's the best. But it's so because you get all kinds of stuff in water. One of the most prevalent things in this day and age is pharmaceutical products. You can
Because
take
people
a
flush
sample out of any
their
waterway.
pharmaceuticals,
Yeah, in anywhere in the world, really, and you will find either antibiotics, birth control pills, other hormonal products, antidepressants, any number of these pharmaceutical products will be found in the waterways. And guess what? The water treatment plants are not designed to take those chemicals out of water.
Oh man, all of these things are just bringing up so many questions. I'm
Here's
happy
one
we
for
have
you.
a series with you. I'm so happy we have a series with you. But I have one question that I'm curious about, and I think the audience would be curious to hear the answer to this as well. So maybe the effect of the toxins isn't quite significant for everybody. So what are some of the subtle ways that toxins
Excellent.
show up in our health that we might not be aware of?
Excellent. Excellent question. Because every single human, with the exception of identical twins, and I always have to say that because I'm married to one, she's much smarter than I am, are genetically unique in how they interact with any chemical, whether it's a drug, over the counter or prescribed, whether it's something that you get out of your diet. You eat your ribeye steak, you chew it up, you swallow it, and your body takes that apart from that chewed up mass and takes all of the nutrients out and sends them in your body where they need to go. There could be things in that meat that are then not supposed to be there, your growth hormones or antibiotics or even parasites if it's not cooked properly. You can do, and every single person is going to react uniquely to each individual exposure. So it's very difficult to predict. It's kind of like sensitization versus reaction. Like, let's go with the bee sting. Somebody who's allergic or sense or allergic to that bee sting, it's not the first sting that can kill you, it's the second one. Because the first one just sensitizes your immune system. The second one is where your immune system says, "Oh, I've seen this before," and mounts that anaphylactic reaction. So there's an entire science in the field of toxicology that deals with subtherapeutic exposure to chemicals. So it's called hormesis. But the problem is the jury's still out on what it all means. So they know a little bit more about what's going on with this low-level exposure to all of these different things. But common themes that could say it's really non-specific effects, which should tip somebody off to say something's going on here. And I think almost 100% of the time, your high 90s, it's going to be toxic exposure. Say fatigue. Say lack of energy.
Is it
Say,
fatigue all the time, or like bouts of it, or just different levels?
could be either one
What?
based on the
Okay.
person. Could
Right.
be, yeah, could be like mind fog. It's
Yeah.
like, God, I can't get out of my own head. Maybe it's just rampant inflammation. Because, and that's a little bit harder for, you really got to be in tune with your body to know that you're dealing with inflammation. Because inflammation can come across as short, terse, irritability, that type of stuff. Like, I'm mad and I don't know why. That type of
Yeah.
stuff is pathogenic processes in your body that's beginning to overwhelm your systems so that they start throwing your body things like nausea or the science word is malaise. It's just like a general unwellness type of a thing. And all of these things are extremely subtle, because you can get a lot of them from dehydration.
Right.
And what is it? Most humans walk around on this earth chronically dehydrated, and they all, like, the way I like to explain it is, if you make the human body a one-celled organism, then that one-cell organism has a bucket of defense mechanisms, the poster child of which is glutathione. Everybody's heard of glutathione. It's what neutralizes the reactive oxygen species. And the reactive oxygen species, if they're not neutralized, result in chronic inflammation. So
Right.
it's a cascade.
You
And
know what,
then,
Dr. Joe? I feel like most people don't even realize that they feel bad at all
that's very
until they
possible.
start feeling good again. And I think this is the perfect time to perhaps get into what this carbon product is, because for me, I was struggling with chronic inflammation, but I just thought it was normal everyday life. I thought if I'm going to be in the working
It
world,
is.
if I'm going to have a balanced life, that it's normal to feel these types of ups and downs and be tired and I just need more balance and rest. But then I was introduced to some anti-inflammatories and boom, I'm like, holy shit, I actually don't have to live that way.
It's
So can
night
you
and day
please tell
difference.
us about what is the C60 and who might benefit from it?
Yeah, it is night and day difference. You know, the C, this is the one that I have here. It's the C60 black seed oil. It comes in a jar with 150 gel caps. It's designed to take five a day. Don't cheat yourself. Take five a day. And what it does, it's from Live Longer Labs. The C60 market is very buyer beware. You need to make sure of two things. First is that they use ultra pure C60 in the product, and second is that they use zero solvents in the processing. Live Longer Labs is the only one that I'm aware of that does that in both of those cases. And if you do that, then all of the toxicity pieces that if you get online and Google C60, you will find, they talk about toxicity of side chains and they talk about solvent toxicity. So you use ultra pure C60 and solvent-free processing, you're going to avoid all of those situations where those papers will say, don't use C60, it's very bad and it'll kill you. Guess what? Those papers are correct. They won't kill you, but you will see some toxicity. Buyer beware. Do not buy the cheap C60 products. Go with the good one. It's livelongerlabs.com. Then this C60 gets ahead of inflammation everywhere in your body. It's 170 times better than vitamin C. All right. And vitamin C is one of the best antioxidants going. And carbon 60 is it's an orb. You know, it's like a soccer ball of 60 carbon molecules. And what it does is it picks up hydrogens, protons, out of the general space where it is in your body, and it offers those protons to the oxygen radicals. Now, those oxygen radicals are like little darts. If somebody doesn't hand them a hydrogen, then the dart was going to poke something. It's going to poke an enzyme or DNA or a receptor or a cellular macromolecule or a cell membrane. And if you get enough pokes, enough holes, then the cells become incompatible with life. And if you kill enough cells, you kill a tissue. If you kill enough tissues, you kill an organ. If you kill an organ, that's where the human starts paying the price. So, as long as you can keep your bucket of defenses full, or at least having something in there where your cell's reaching in to take care of those reactive oxygen species, because it happens every single day as a normal process of life. A
Right.
design flaw in the human body is that as it uses the mitochondria to produce energy, it makes oxygen radicals all day long, every day, that the body has to squelch. That's why we have glutathione. That's why we have a half a dozen other defense mechanisms. There's four ways you can keep your defense mechanisms boosted naturally. One, stay hydrated. Two, eat a good diet. Eat whole foods, eat raw. Stay away from the processed stuff. Three, get some activity every day. Don't be a couch potato. And four, stay hydrated. And then the fifth one is enough rest, because
Right.
no repair happens unless you're resting.
Yeah.
All repair for the human body happens when you're sleeping. So this is a chemical reaction. It's not biochemical. Like glutathione needs some cofactors and some of the other enzymes need cofactors. That's more ingredients to get that oxygen radical squelched. The carbon 60 grabs hydrogen from its local environment, slaps it on that reactive oxygen species, and grabs another hydrogen. It recycles itself, so it's much faster, it's much more efficient, and it's much less ingredients driven, because all it needs is the hydrogen and the carbon 60. So
Okay. So
what
who
you
would benefit from taking this? And the reason I'm asking that is because I know a lot of people are on a lot of different supplements. And so how does adding this into the supplement routine change the game? And who would benefit from taking this?
Everybody could benefit.
Okay.
I take it myself every day, and I'm a big dude, you can see from the picture. And when I'm consistently taking C60, my knees, ankles, and hips do not ache after, you know, just walking the dog multiple times a day, walking for weight loss, mowing the grass, getting down on the garage floor, working on the car, all that stuff. My next door neighbor he's probably 45-ish. He's got a 9-year-old that plays hockey, so he still coaches hockey. Last year, he would have to take upwards of 600 milligrams of ibuprofen after every hockey practice. I
Oh,
tossed him a
wow.
bottle of the C60 and says, try this. After one bottle, he says, how do I get more of that? Because I haven't had to take ibuprofen after hockey practice at all. So, just the weekend warrior, the dads, they can benefit. My 85-year-old mom, she's a beautiful case study because she's had two knee replacements. And the first one,
Wow.
she wasn't on C60, and the second one, she was. She says the second time, it was much less painful, much less swelling. Recovery was much faster. And the C60 makes all the difference in the world there. So, my sister, she was infected with Lyme's disease in her 20s, and she's now 56. And she also unfortunately got COVID multiple times. So
Okay.
she's suffering long COVID, which means it's
My God, me too. Me too.
still beating her
About to
up
run a
bad.
marathon, got COVID, tiny blood clots, and I haven't been the same since. It's like a constant. Yeah,
What I did
constant.
is I put her on my two-prong approach, oxidative therapy, which I choose chlorine dioxide for, and the second one is the C60. And my sister took 3 weeks on this dual-prong approach before she called me up and said, I didn't have to take my pain med today. And
Wow.
now, a month later, she says, I've only used my pain meds in one day over that month. And that's when she really got after, I think she was helping one of her boys move or something. So the benefits are for everybody. Everybody deals with inflammation from all kinds of sources. I mean, the 5G telephone poles that they're putting up, they get after some people at that energy range. It causes oxidative stress. It's just like a chemical exposure. It's just like a something out of your food. It's just another insult of our environment. And I have a radical theory that I think most of today's cancers and most of today's autoimmune disease is due to toxic exposure. And if you actually take the time to detox correctly and get on an oxidative therapy and get on an antioxidative therapy, you have a very good potential for seeing benefits from those efforts.
Where can people find more about this product and more about you?
Everybody can reach me at my website, superiortoxicology.com. Superiortoxicology.com. You can hit the contact form, send me an email. If you're savvy enough, you can find my phone number that rides around in my pocket. And I guarantee you, every time I can, I answer the phone. But if you leave me a voicemail, I will get back to you. Sometimes it takes longer, but I will get back to you if you leave me a voicemail. And if you want to know more about the chlorine dioxide, I'm happy to tell you that. The specific brand that I think is the best, they really get bent out of shape when I say what it is online because, they're a water purification agent. And chlorine dioxide isn't approved by the FDA for two reasons. One is it works, and two is that a big pharma doesn't make any money. So, but superiortoxicology.com. You can find my
Beautiful.
phone number, you can send me an email, and I can answer any questions. And there's going to be a whole series here. So we're going to talk in depth about a lot of what we've already mentioned.
Yeah, I'm excited to get into it more, but I have one last question for you. So, if you had to sum up your mission in a sentence or two, what would that be?
I like to say that I find new ways to solve old problems.
I love
And
it. Short and
it's
sweet.
always in helping people.
Yeah, and the world, as you know, is waking up, and they're waking up to the challenges that were faced and some of the things that you talked about with how the world is structured and big pharma is structured and how it's all about business and money and how essentially it's all this illusion that we've been fed for so many years, but people are waking up to that. So products like you talked about today are such a brilliant way of fighting against those things. It's the one thing that we can control ourselves and
And
what
you
we put in
add
our bodies.
C60, you can take a lot off of your regimen. And I'm happy to help you with those types of situations. We'll in another series, I'm sure we'll talk about polypharmacy and Dr. Joe for Hope and helping people get off drugs. But I do that sort of thing too. So
Well, thank you so much for being here. It was such an honor to meet you. I was so excited when I saw that I got to talk to you today and dig into all of this stuff. It's amazing.
I'm glad to be here and I look forward to the next part of the series.
Yes, us too. And to our audience, you just heard from Dr. Joe Nesma. Oh my gosh, I told him I was going to get it right the whole time and I just messed it up. He's going to be joining us for a series
Newsma.
and we're going to be getting really, really deep into all of these topics. So stay tuned and thanks for joining us today. Like I said earlier, please do not forget to like and subscribe. I've got a pet fly here that's wanting to like and subscribe too. So don't forget to like and subscribe. Join us next time on The Advisor. Bye, everyone.